Well, I just got through with them. I always come straight from there to here. Message really that, you know, we could have made a play to close out a game, a great football game. And, you know, had we done that, we'd be in here making some corrections today, feeling really, really good about winning a great game. But we didn't. You know, we didn't make a play. We had chances in all three phases to close the game, and we didn't. So that's the message. But you can't, you know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We got to move on. So we've got to get focused on Jacksonville and here and get ready to go.
Were you pleased with how Stevenson came in?
Yeah, Mike, I thought he came in and played well. You know, obviously I challenged both of those guys, you know, see who's going to play the best. You're both going to play. I think we all know Ty struggled early in the game. We put Stevenson in. Donald was going to play either way. And I think he played in a way that said, leave me in the game, you know. So it's good to see him take a step forward. You know, we'll keep battling there. But good to see him come in and respond and play good football.
You talk about the two penalties. I don't know if it's a discipline or a focus thing. I think a third and one inside the 10, there's a false start. And then the one with seven players on one side of the line of scrimmage. I mean, those two plays, in essence, could have cost 8 points.
Yeah, I think the first one you're talking about is offensively. We had second and 6 inches, I think. And we jumped off sides. That's the play you're talking about. No, you're right. I mean, we got to handle our business there. Trevor's got to handle the group. In that situation, we don't end up converting there. We kick a field goal. So you're right. That's disappointing. The other one, you know, we missed a line. And, you know, I kind of look at those things. First off, that's coaching. We got to handle that. And then also players got to be in a position on the field to see something like that and take control of it. Say, you know, get off the ball, get over here. You know, so we made a mistake. But, no, you're right. Those things hurt. There's other plays in the game that hurt just as bad, you know. So when you get beat in this league, you're probably making some mistakes, and we made our share.
Beyond – In a broader view, mm-hmm. your lack of ability last night to play well in special teams. And you talk about just how disappointing
that was. Well, that's really disappointing because that has been a consistency for us, you know. But there have been a couple times here in the last month where we have not played well on special teams. Yesterday, I think we got 4 penalties. We don't cover well. You know, we turned the ball over. Jordan got the heck knocked out of him. I mean, we didn't help him very much back there. So, no, you're right. I mean, there's 2 phases of the game that, you know, field position was, you know, we lost that phase of the game. We lost a turnover battle in that phase of the game, too. So, it's very disappointing. It's something that we've been pretty consistent at, and we need to rebound.
Gary, how upset are you with Tlaib for giving Norwood that hard shove after that fumble?
Well, let me just say this. We compete at the highest level, and our guys compete all the time, practice, game, you know, those type of things. So, I see guys competing. You know, guys are upset. Jordan and Akib are fine. I can tell you that. That's not an issue, okay? Obviously, emotions get in the way, and those are things we got to talk about and stuff. We got to control our emotions. But it's a very competitive environment down there, and there was no harm intended, I can tell you that. So those two guys are fine, and we'll continue to compete.
Are you fine with it, though? Are you fine with
it? I want our guys to compete. Yeah, I want our guys to compete. You know, they have to handle those situations better. You know, I tell our players all the time, here's what I tell them. We battle together. We don't battle each other. And they understand that. But we're out there competing.
When you went for 2, and you said it was to win, you're around here to win, did you consider both the AFC West and playoff picture?
Went for 2.
Went for the field goal.
Oh.
Excuse me.
You know, Troy, I mean, there's a lot of football left to play. You know, I mean, that's a division football game. We need to win a division football game, and we had a chance to do it with something that our kicker's done before. You know, he did it before the game. So I know it's tough, and, you know, it's a tough kick, but it's something he's done, and it's me showing confidence in him and confidence in our defense if it doesn't happen. So, like I told you guys, I believe in our football team, and you know, we're going out there battling our tail off, trying to win a football game, and that's what I was trying to do.
Let's say, you know, the risks and rewards added up to you punting.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been tough to sell emotionally, wouldn't it, to your guys that just battled for?
Yeah, the fact that we had no timeouts, I mean, you're either punting to lose or tie, right? I mean, you're either going to tie the game or get beat. So, or they make a couple of plays and they beat you. So that wouldn't feel any good neither. So, No, Mike, I mean, it is what it is. And like I said, had we had timeouts, I might have thought different. I probably would have did the same thing, give us a chance to win. But that could have made a little bit difference in my thought process.
What could be done to remedy the last couple of games allowing the late scoring drives at the end of regulation?
Yeah, that's a concern, you know, because I feel like, you know, we're playing the same coverages, we're making the same calls, but maybe our foot, you know, we're not doing it as aggressive as we do it at other times. You know, naturally in a two-minute drill, I mean, there's situations that you're not jumping some little out route or something. You know, you're playing smart football, but at the same time, you got a chance to end the football game. So we had them second and 17. We had them fourth and 10. I think we had them third and 9 at one time in that drive. So we had every opportunity to finish the game, and I think I've said that over and over again. Whether it was offense in the overtime, whether it was defense before the overtime and in the overtime, we had our opportunities to finish the game.
Was it the same coverages? Because it did look like you
played. No, we played. I mean, we called pretty much our same stuff. We got, you know, in the overtime, we got aggressive in the overtime with some blitzes and some things that we did. But we're calling pretty much our same stuff, you know, and just need to do it better, and we did it.
Gary, why was Trevor so much more effective in the second half?
Well, we're protecting him better. Number one, that's the biggest thing. I don't know. We made some big plays, you know. Got the ball. We were able to get the ball down the field. You know, in the first half, we couldn't hold the ball to throw anything, to be honest with you. In the second half, we found a way to get the ball down the field a little bit, make some plays. We stayed committed to the run even though we were down. We didn't run the ball great, but we ran the ball enough that we could still run play action and do some of the things. So he played extremely well, made a lot of plays with his feet.
It seemed like A.J. Derby's making plays now in key situations. You've got to be pretty happy with this.
Yeah, we're excited about his development, excited about how far he's come since we've gotten him. Obviously, he'll continue to be more part of what we're doing. But makes a lot of plays, catches the ball well. He can improve in the physical part, blocking, those type of things. That's the things we need him to improve upon. But I think he's got a chance to be a really good player.
Do you consider going for two on Benny Fowler's touchdown?
No. We're going up by 8 right there.
How concerned are you about the right tackle position in which the second game in a row you've had to replace a starter?
Well, it's been an issue throughout the year from an injury standpoint, right? I mean, that's the biggest reason. I mean, one guy missed all of camp in the first four or five weeks, I think, and then another guy missed a month with the calf injury. So it's been something we've been working through and continue to battle through it. But hopefully, you know, Donald can take what he did last night and grow from that and play consistent for us here down the stretch, and Ty can improve upon what he's doing too.
How much do you consider using 6 offensive linemen in a base package, not just goal line?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Throughout the game, you use 6 offensive linemen sometimes on goal line, but when you're at the 50, using 6 offensive linemen.
You're talking about playing a guy at tight end or something? Is that what you're?
Literally 6 offensive linemen.
So he would have to play tight end, right? Okay. We have some packages where we do that, you know, but I feel comfortable with our tight ends. I think Virgil's a good player. I mean, to be honest with you, Virgil blocked 50 and 91, probably as good as some of our tackles did at times. So I got a lot of confidence in Virgil.
You wanted Devontae Booker to break tackles. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that last week.
He was improved. He was better. He can still improve. We're going to keep challenging him on some of the things we see, he and Capri, but I think he – is getting better as a player. Made some plays catching a ball, you know, so made a big play there at the end of the game. So I think Book continues to, you know, get better as a pro, and we need him to do it real fast.
Gary, how much do you think that Benny, the best thing for him to do would have been maybe to go down at the 2?
I disagree with that. There's a lot of football left to play. We're going to go score right there and keep playing. You know, we got a great defense. So, no, there's a lot of football there to play. And, you know, I'm not going to instruct a guy in that situation right there to go down when we're down and there's a lot of football left to play.
Can you give us a sense of
or whatever
when you take
situation
it home,
was?
My apologies.
Do I?
When you take it home last night, can you just give us a sense personally, the grind emotionally after a game like this and how you reconcile things?
No, I mean, that grind for me as a coach is the same regardless. I mean, obviously last night hurt a bunch, you know, but whether you win, whether you get beat, you flip a switch real quick, you know, you got to come in here and make corrections and get your mind going, you know, in a new direction, which, you know, I'm through with the game we played last night probably by 7:30 in the morning on Monday. You know, that's how early I come in here and, get it out of the way, so to speak, you know, and grade it. So that's part of it. You got to flip the switch and move, you know, when it's good and when it's not good, you got to flip it and move too.
You look at the difficulty of the AFC West, obviously losing that game, the Raiders, the Chiefs. How do you go through the stretch run needing to, you know, win a good bit of the games to even make the playoffs?
I'm not worried about the stretch run. I'm worried about Jacksonville. You know, we got to focus on playing better this week, playing good enough to win a game this week. So there's a lot of football left to play. A lot of great battles going on around the league. You know, obviously our division's very good, but we got to stay focused on us.
Time for a few more for the coach. Did Riley get a little too much of that free kick to Hill?
Actually, we felt like the kick was pretty good. I mean, we put it where we wanted on the sideline over there. We just didn't cover it very well.
Any update on Casey Crater?
He's day to day. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, coach.